Anybody fixing the mic? Mic?
Hello? Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Kiran ga tes lap ko sar she mi chi la. Ji tes ne. Ta par sim ma so ne. Ko me do. Ha? I think somebody, one or two people, learn how to fix the mic. It's important, and just depending on one person, you know. Every time just depend on one person, the person is not there, we don't know how to fix the mic, you know. Whoever know, maybe teach someone, the baby student, then the person is not there, somebody can help, you know. Sometimes just one person is not there, then we just, yeah. Kirang ke lap kosar si munchi no te kirang la jindi yoro. Lega chinga la pa lap si chiklam na yakudwa. Sunday discussion, anything? You get something from Sunday discussion? Anything there to clarify? Otukse, patin makazang zuti, imatu, kashishtu, tapena, udon, chek, kazang sumana, shere, patang, butanga, chu, tinde, that same teacher, and it's you. Same te, tinemata, u, kazang shuana, shere, nibadita, ugma, chir, nalong, upche, the kantinemata, tokang, donkang, suma, yang, yang, upche, then.
So we looked at the meditation on the inhalation and exhalation of the breath, and I think I mentioned that there were six levels or six stages. Yeah, so the first is counting or a round of exhalation and inhalation as one, counting that as one cycle, and you count up to 10, right? So that's the swing, yeah? Where you inhale and gradually you bring the breath, the wind, to the throat and to your heart, the navel, the waist, the thigh, calves, and so forth. Yeah? And up to an arm span or hand span, yeah? Depending on one's capacity, yeah? And so forth. Then the third one is called setting, where you meditate on when exhaling. Basically, it's a string of jewels, right? When you, yeah, anyway, that was what was said. Yeah.
What to say? Tell it that. Today, it that. Pena. Carso. Today, it that. Nago zene. Today, that. Nago ni mai kang dey. What to say? Quarter of it that. Chawan nashi. What to say? Quarter of it. Long. Today, some of dang zhe that. Teda nyamdo. That today. That same day. Tella mayo in tone. That. 내배 통해 안 룰하다 편보다 너가 가려운 것도 쓰다 편노전도 깝깝하다 간소하네 편노전도 시험받지 대단님도다 배나 장목이 렉세도나 다 장극도 쓰니 안 조부도나 안 조회 뒤져봐 똑바로 쳐봤어 가서 막 시도 10도 부시고 다 이렇게 말했다 도중 인습에 똑바티기다 롭점시다 창원은 창원이 내래 조화이 내래 네버 네베릭세 중나래 페베릭세 중나다 레퍼치 봤다. 다.
So the third level of third stage of meditation on the exhalation and inhalation of the breath, it's like imagining the breath as a string of jewels. Yeah. When you inhale, so the breath, the wind goes through your nostrils and then it goes all the way down your body to your heels, and then it comes out again, forming a circle, and then it enters your nose again. So that's like imagining the breath as a string of jewels. And then at the same time, while with one part of your mind focusing on the breath, right, then another part of your mind kind of investigates, right, whether at times, you know, so you investigate whether the breath is benefiting or harming the body, or whether it's producing happiness or suffering, or whether it is hot and cold. Just bring an awareness to that, you know. Not doing a detailed analysis, but rather just a kind of a coarse, rough investigation.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it's not a detailed analysis, but rather just a kind of a course investigation, just checking whether, you know, as you're focusing on the breath as a string of jewels, you're kind of like doing a rough investigation and seeing whether the breath, the inhalation is feeling, or the breath is feeling is hot or cold and so forth.
Yeah.
Next, the fourth stage is called closely investigating. Whereby the inhalation and exhalation of the breath is not just a wind, but rather in addition, it is to closely investigate, thinking that the breath, in addition to being wind, it is in the nature of the elements and the derivatives of the elements.
What to see? Tati, the Jumashis to Gala, the long chopatena, the night, the long chipmabas, the night, the long chopatena, ani sa, ani chu, me, that on the tea, chopa yetabashi. Tisamatan, the Junjugi, Junju Nala, Tingurepa, Karsorapogi. So, ani.
So as I mentioned, right, so the inhalation and exhalation of the breath is not just the wind, but rather you're closely investigating, thinking that in addition to that, it is in the nature of the elements, yeah, the other elements, yeah, like earth, water, and fire. Alright? So together with wind, so you have the four elements, yeah. So it is also in closely investigating, thinking that it is in the nature of the derivatives or the evolutes, yeah, elemental evolutes. Yeah. And what are they? They are form, smell, taste, and touch, or tangible object.
어떻게 다 돈다니 다 진대기 다 두세기 땅이지 맞다 다 대신 받다 심벌치에 어디 숨겨야래?
So here, yeah, is to understand that the breath, the inhalation and exhalation of breath, it is in the nature of the eight form substances.
어떻게 된다? 뒤나마다 뒤대 텔라 땜베, 다 뒤대기 아니 중앙지 텔라 땜베 아니 섬다 섬중 텔라다 섬다 섬중 땜대마 이마시. 다 뒤대시다 돈다니 풍봉아이다 풍봉아당 대노소 뒤대기다 돈다. 다 똑바 세티래 다 롭잠치 똑바 잡아서 어떻게 된다? 지수도 뒤대 섬다 어떻게 숨기서래?
Yeah, so when it is together with the phenomena that are mind. And the mental factors supported on it, then this mind that understand the things that oh, it is the five aggregates.
어떻게 되냐 마다 주로 세다 다 나빠질 주로 세시도 다디 다 롱라미베 다 마다 롱라미베 독신 디버트 두고 되냐 마 롱라미베 로데야 다 주시다 다 다 가라스 왔다. 전부 지식에 안에 겨우 공부도 중요하세요. 또 다른다. 또 기회 간디스터디. 또 다른다. 주로하세요. 또 다른다. 이따 롱라미 빌로디 주시. 또 다른다. 전부 지식에 통해 아니 겨우 공부 공부 아니 배워 중요하세요. 또 다.
The next, the fifth stage is called transformation. Yeah. It is essentially through transforming your awareness, observing the wind. Yeah, then you perfectly apply yourself to higher and higher roots of virtue.
어떻게 되나마 용수 타파오세 다티 양텔레 양 전부 지식은 안에 자고 공부도 좋고 또 뒤에는 잡아 가려 나보거다. 다 건다 용수 좋아 다티 양텔레 공
And the next is called the sixth level is called completely purifying. What does it say? I have no idea. Anyway, I'm not sure what's the difference between the fifth and the sixth stages. Yeah.
어디 말 옥션 뛰어들지면 양 텔레 양 전부 지식은 안에 양 공부도 중한 용수 다 보고 쓰시도다.
아, 네 지금 나가지
두바디.
아, 두바디 님 민도리나. 네는 공랑 당가자 통랑 당 공랑 지시. 통랑 공랑 지야.
통랑 공랑 때 말에 용수 다 보고 쓰시도다 김이도다. 어떻게서 다 용수 타봤어요, 시도 다 뒤로 왔다 직주로 왔지 용수 타봤어요, 시도 다.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah,
또 다 뒤에서 다 뒤 집중하고, 다 아빠 뒤 뒤에 다 롱라미 빌로 주시 아니 보기 기회가 안 돼 버치 다 두바 뒤기 뒤에 기회가 안 돼 내시 고뇌 고뇌 배워치 다 뒤에 잡으러 매도 뒤에.
So I'm not sure. I guess perhaps the difference is between the fifth and sixth is that. On the fifth stage, you are setting your mind in virtue, and the sixth stage is applying yourself to higher and higher roots of virtue, causing the roots of virtue to increase.
Oh, tindeshi to tati, tindeshi to tana zhenya, oh tindeshi tat kasara, tinde tore shik songsha, oh tinde tati jinjiya.
So yeah, anyway, these are the six levels. Yeah. In relation to the meditation on the inhalation and exhalation of the breath that is explained in the treasury of manifest knowledge.
What in the Akasas or Tuxineta, Gonzata Lutamanyasha, Sekolata, Gonzata, Tidekola Mambuimoto, then a Lula Tambanya or Shaba said it, Kazananda Mambushu, Tuxinetako, then a buggy. chu na pa ku ta se kong kya to ne ta ka na shin ta da ya u la te ne ya kong kya ri pa thuk ti da ot de song yong tu ta ti lu ta pa nya sha dan te wa ye te wa cha ge ro ti
a de na u ko me de u ko me de
u ko me ta ta ki ta
lu ta me ne sha
ta mi to pa ku ko me zo ka san she ti ti
mi to
cha be nya por ku ko me sto ka san ta ta ti na to ge nya por u chu ko me ta chapen nyambor ani chi mitu ba kome kaza na ba kuti to ta tin ze peje peje ta du ta ba nyese kun chi ni ku to ti
so we talked about those nine different aspects and meditating on nine different aspects to counter desire attachment and now these six levels are related to the meditation on the inhalation and exhalation of the breath. I think they fall under included or fall under the meditation of the close placement of mindfulness of the body.
What do you need? That's what I'm saying. What do you need? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Tuksine tan tinde sabla tangche ta chwa dewala chabe chakpa doktab chihe namsha chik tire pena chwa dewa kien dukala tele sebe seba kien goyare sebe ongi ane kwa korku yore chesan ta chwa dewa kien dukala mara chwa dewa kien su tele sebe seba di ane chik kien dukala ta seba di doku goyare chesan seba duhaegi chidu ta namsha gom gyatanchi ani chowa dewa di mitabera shinre esita tindegi tohne ta chapa chungru tae oti sumu yore.
And when we were talking about the close placement of mindfulness of feelings, we were talking primarily about the pleasant feelings and how generally we respond with craving and desire, isn't it, when we experience pleasant feelings, and that leads to us circling in cycling existence. So the way then to counteract the craving and grasping of for these pleasant feelings is to, one of the ways is to meditate on the impermanence of the feelings themselves, the impermanence of that pleasant feeling.
Ani, mana tak cawat tunga jin tu kala tijesu cawat tunga tu nak tadi ke seba yang suksi mesti jin gua le. Atuk sini tak tijesu tak kongru jin gua le. Cawat tunga le deh ne, tadi ke seba je tijesu tangje tak kongru jin gua le. Wah, cawat tak tadi tu tak yang doku gua le. Tadi tu aje cido cawat tunga di an tunga yang langsir tu.
And when we experience unpleasant feelings, feelings of pain, we also have, it leads to craving as well. Craving for what? Craving to be separated from that unpleasant feeling. And because of that craving to be free, to be separated from an unpleasant feeling, a feeling of pain, then we get upset. That's anger, So a way to counteract that anger is to, we have to counteract the craving to be separated from that unpleasant feeling in the first place, And one of the ways to do that is to meditate on how, meditate on how the feelings themselves, that feeling is in the nature of suffering.
Tidak mahu tak cawat tanjung, tidak ada yang mengatakan cawat tanjung. Kini itu kalau tak kerja tak senang siwa dahusi kuyar di ina ya, bagi tak siwa nyonya, cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini masih tak cawat tanjung. Tiada yang cakap si kini mas
Then you have the feelings of equanimity. That might at times feel kind of nice and fuzzy, you know, peaceful, but it does lead to ignorance, yeah, perpetuation of ignorance, rising ignorance, and that is something that should be counteracted, yeah. And the way to do so is to meditate on selflessness.
O tuksini sungar chadanta, ti samlatana mambu ingudwa penata, penan mita, dungal, ta, dungtang mesin, chiglashana tigur, ta, tandangita, mita, ta, tindigisan, tsua chipula samlatana ingudwa, mita, dungal, dungtang mesin. Raba. Ta, tandangi, ani, tosha, shedan, timosun, ta, hegishidu, ta, mita, dungal, ani, tang mesin, ta, dungtang mesin, yamtashan tigur.
So even with regards to just that one close placement of mindfulness on of the feelings, there are many ways to meditate on that, isn't it? We can meditate on the four characteristics of impermanent, suffering, empty and selfless, even you know with regards to just that close placement of feelings, of close placement of mindfulness of feelings, isn't it? And through that, we can counteract the afflictions of desire, attachment, anger, and ignorance. You know, like, yeah.
What did you say? Oh, that is Kazan Labian. I'm not sure. That's the same thing. 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 That's the same kare kiji kiji kita pachik tu hai shi ane chik ta mi ki ta zhugu zhung ne tuen sa miyate nga shi ane ko toba yo ma re o ra sim sing di ta kiji kiji chik tu hai ane ka poki dire se ne zhugu zhung se tuen sa ki yo ma re ane toba miya ba chi o ta ane sim sing di rang shing wa sa wa yi ba ane gyu mi che ba su o tuk shin ten tu gyu mi che ba tuk shin ta
And when meditating on the close placement of mindfulness of the mind, there are a couple of things that we have to understand, we have to pay attention to. Yeah. How the mind is a momentary phenomenon, how it changes momentarily, and how if you have to point to something that is the mind, you will probably have some difficulty doing so. You know. What exactly? You know, it's like, you know, you have to point to the mind. And we have to also think of, understand how the mind is the nature of clear light, and how the mind is something that will exist forever. So the mind is disintegrating phenomenon, it's a momentary phenomenon. How you can't really, if you're asked to point to something that is the mind, you probably have some difficulty doing so. And the mind is unobstructive. It's in the nature of clear light, and that factor of clarity and the factor of luminosity and knowing, awareness, its continuum has no beginning, neither will it have an end.
Oh, this is it. That Gola choba said that doctor Yisib choba said the sunker, the Gola choba said the Galata, Simkin walk, Kademi, the ships of Sinta, Paki Sherub Yuaneta, Chapache, that the Tisunguare.
Yeah, so when we're talking about the close placement of mindfulness of the mind, of the two mental factors of investigation and analysis, here you are analyzing to discover the entity of mind. What exactly is mind? You know, right? So it is a wisdom.
Job said just so. That Tenemata, Kazashuan, that Tushinta. Tirita, Tanakazuan, Shire, Kartana Church, and Banyasa, that church said that Mampu, you were just on Jojo, and it did it. Bena, Champa said, Ninja said, that Sambu, you did it all, that Yamsu Lanshain Pass, what did this stuff? Shinway. An tinema ta pena chapa se da da kondo se da o tito buzu da karso ra pagita tosha res o tukshine da pagi tosam ji kone ane tela pepshe da shibsubu kone pa da sharap ki chepar che shi da tembanya sha se re zo zo sharap shak yo re shibsubu kone da chepar che o tisumbi yo re.
Then you have the close place meditation on the close placement of mindfulness of phenomena. This is essentially a wisdom, yeah, that analyzes what are the wisdom that analyzes in order to settle the issue with regards to what is it that we need to cultivate, things like positive factors like love, compassion, and stuff like that, and to settle on the things that the needs that we have to abandon, things like anger, hatred, attachment, and so forth. Yeah. So is the wisdom that analyzes in order to settle these. Yeah. Right. So, and you do that also through, you have to cultivate this also through this settling, you know, coming to a decisive understanding is done via hearing and reflection, or study and reflection. Yeah. So through hearing and reflection, one comes, one settles correctly on what and what has to be abandoned and what has to be cultivated, and then you then place mindfulness on that.
Yeah. Any question for mindfulness? If no question, then I've completed this topic.
Oh, and the mic, I think it's somewhere in there.
Karaoke, you sing song. Yeah, oi, Tek Wong, sing song.
Hello. Yeah, because there are four topics of the four close placements of mindfulness, and each of the topic, right, they have their own, they have general characteristic, four general characteristic of impermanent, suffering, solace, and empty. So I have a qualm here regarding phenomena, permanent phenomena. So how are permanent phenomena impermanence? Of the four general characteristics, right, there is this suffering, impermanent, selfless and empty. And then when we talk about phenomena, permanent phenomena are under this close presence of mindfulness of phenomena, right? So then how does it fit into impermanent characteristic? Yeah, permanent phenomena.
Good question. Yeah. Okay, somebody answer. Yeah. Quickly, and don't wait. We already complete the topic, huh? You understand this question? Yeah, come.
I think as long as that phenomena gives rise to suffering, even if it's not impermanent, it still can be meditated upon.
But he's not asking that, yeah. His question is not that. His question is not that. Huh? I'm waiting your answer.
Tell me the answer. Because impermanent. Because permanent phenomena is dependent on impermanent phenomena. It can't be. There's no permanent phenomena if there's no impermanent phenomena.
Very good. Very good. We have better idea. Come. She have another idea. Yeah. Somebody come.
So if permanent phenomena is dependent on impermanent phenomena, so go by the logic of like substantial cause, then permanent phenomena is also impermanent phenomena. Dependent, there's no substantial cause. If permanent phenomena is dependent on impermanent impermanent phenomena, then to me it seems to follow that permanent phenomena comes from.
Thekfong's
question is, the objects of observation, what are the objects of observation posited for the close placement of mindfulness of phenomena? All phenomena, right? In short, includes not just the composite phenomena, but also the uncomposed or permanent phenomena, isn't it? Right? And as for the manners of meditation, there are two ways of meditating. Meditating on the specific characteristics or general characteristics that are applicable to all the different close placement of mindfulness, right? And if you accept that, then there are the four general characteristics, right? Impermanent, starting with impermanent, suffering and so forth. how do you apply then the general characteristic of impermanence to permanent phenomena? How? That was the question.
That is the question.
Is there such a thing in the first place?
Are you alert?
Here we go, here we go.
You are alert in this time.
Can I venture a guess? I think phenomena refers to the Tari purified and Tari afflicted class of phenomena. It's not just any phenomena, right?
Phenomena. Okay.
Yeah, it is very clear in the text that phenomena here refers to also unproduced, or basically permanent phenomena.
I
think I mentioned already quite a few lessons ago, that the object of the phenomena here refers to all mental factors except feelings. Phenomena refers to all the mental factors except feelings. It also refers to all the non-associated compositional factors, and it also refers to unproduced phenomena or permanent phenomena. Is it difficult, you think, to answer the Tekfong's question?
Difficult?
Uncomposed phenomena through suffering.
New for Buddhism.
Uncomposed phenomena through suffering.
Yes, no.
Yes. Amitabha. My goodness.
So interesting.
Nature through body is suffering.
I'm quite surprised.
If you ask uncomposed phenomena through suffering, so you gonna say yes or no?
What are you going to say? Somebody asks you. Yes. No. Why? No, you cannot say just no. Why? You have to say, you must give reason why you said no. Okay, you think about. Okay?
Okay,
You can't meditate on the impermanence of a permanent phenomenon. I mean, it's very clear, right? It's uncomposed phenomena through suffering. If it is through suffering, then it has to arise from karma and afflictions, isn't it? And if something arises from karma and afflictions, if it is true suffering, it has to arise from karma and afflictions, which means it has to arise from causes and conditions. Anything that arises from causes and conditions can be an uncomposed phenomena or not. So therefore, can you even say that uncomposed phenomena arises from causes and conditions?
Can you say that or no?
So, if uncomposed phenomena can arise from karma and afflictions, then there's no way you can stop it. In the first place, how did it arise? I mean, if it did arise, then how are you gonna exhaust it? Because if it is not impermanent, which means if it is permanent, how can you exhaust something that is permanent? Okay, anyway, that's it for the four close placement of mindfulness. Yeah, the next in the 37 harmonies of enlightenment. Yeah, next is the group of what we call the four correct abandonings.
So
So you have the four correct abandonings. What are the objects of observation? You have a virtue, which is in the class of thoroughly purified phenomena. And virtue, again, there are two. That which has been generated, that which has not been generated. Then you have non-virtue, which is of the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomenon, of which there are non-virtues that has been generated and non-virtues that has not been generated. So altogether, there are four. Right? Virtue that has been generated, virtue that has not been generated. Non-virtue that has been generated, non-virtue that has not been generated. So these are the four objects of observation. Yeah.
어 뚝신이 다 딘데지 다 미과 체제 아니 간데스 공부거래 선나티레 다 미제슈 마제바 미제바치 데레 다 미제슈 아니 마제바도 아니 미제바치 거야 다 공부도 하나 데레
and how do you meditate on this four correct abandoning is it so with regards to the non virtue There has Mikewa. So the non virtues that has not been generated, you make sure that they are not generated. Yeah, so you have the non-generation or non-virtues that which has not been generated, yeah? Non-generation or non-virtues that has not been generated. And then what about those not? What about the non-virtues that have been generated? So you abandon the non-virtues that have been generated. Right. So what in short then the correct abandoning is joyous perseverance. If you ask what is the entity, what exactly is a correct abandoning? It is a joyous perseverance. Yeah.
어떻게 되네마 아니 시다 제외추 변한 제외추도 맞잡아야나 아니 깨버치 거야 어떻게 제외추 맞잡아도 깨버치 어떻게?
So okay, so that's the non virtue. Yeah. What about the virtues? So the virtues that one has not generated, you generate them. So you put it in English, it's the generation of virtues that have not been generated. Then the last is the increase of the virtues that have been generated.
어떻게 따다 디스고르 파서르 보기다 디데기 시도 따다 디데기 시도 따 미제쇼 나타다 디데기 안 지혜기 시도 따 두바께 고기하래 아니 나티 되나 주도가
인다나 제니로
두바께도 배도 준둑쪼모 샘랍도 지노스다 샘랍도 쪼모 제비셔스 도시네다 그리고 뭐 말하시네 숨고도 와 대시 치고 그랬어. 다티
리로드.
아?
리로드.
누가?
인도.
아니.
리로드. 인도.
다 돈다 테레. 다 당보 당보 테레. 다 두 번째 거야 테레. 딘데기 용화 치도 내가 미제쇼 맞아 미제로 쳐. 잡아도 뽕을 쳐왔어. 아니 제외쇼 맞아 잡아 쳐. 잡아도 남 권에 권에 패와 치시도 당보 가려 그래서는 두 바꾸고 해야 돼. 딘데기 치도다. 배나 준주 용화는 두 바꾸고 해야 돼. 또뭐 숙심복 구해라 자자 또뭐 숙심을 통해 아니 다 준도 좀 구해 대신 구해라
So these are the four correct abandonings yeah and they are in the nature of joyous perseverance right and what are those four again abandonment of the non virtues that have been generated non generation of the non virtues that has not been generated then you have the generation of the virtues that has not been generated And then there's the increase of the virtues that has been generated. So all these are in the nature of, a correct abandoning is in the nature of a joyous effort, right? So in order for there to be joyous effort, there has to be strong aspiration in the first place. So there must be a strong aspiration for these four things.
Yeah.
So there are two different words that are used, no? Yeah, because you have non-virtue, which we have to abandon, and you have the virtues that we have to cultivate, right? So with regards to the virtues that we are supposed to generate, right? We have to strive, the virtues that has not been generated. We have to strive to increase the virtues that have already been generated, right? And then you have the abandonment of the non-virtues, right? Whether the non-virtues that have not been generated or the non-virtues that have already been generated. The word used in Tibetan is zomba. You work at it, no? So there's an effort. It's like you have to put effort, no? With regards to virtue, we use the word strive. To strive. But with regards to abandoning the non-virtues, then you have to, you have to put in the work, you know? You have to work hard, you have to put in the work, put in the effort, you know. So in the course of striving to generate virtues and working at abandoning the non-virtues, there are first we have having an aspiration to do that, right? But then when you are doing that in the process of abandoning the non-virtues and generating our virtues, there are obstacles along the way, hindrances, yeah. And what can hinder or obstruct the abandonment of non-virtues and the generation of virtues? One could be, literally is the word in Tibetan is laxity, but what it means here is if you feel down, you feel low, you know, it's a bit, your mind's a bit low, a bit weak, you know, low. You know. So the antidote to that is to uplift the mind. You have to uplift the mind, right? The mood of the mind, uplift it. Then there are times where we may be distracted by many other things, you know? Distracted away from abandoning non-virtues, distracted away from cultivating virtue. Yeah? So the antidote to that is to reflect on the faults, the disadvantages of distraction, and also the faults of this samsara. Yeah. So with mindfulness and vigilance, we kind of put the mind back, you know, onto the job of abandoning non-virtue and cultivating virtue. So what's the purpose of cultivating these four correct abandonings? Is to weaken and the the discordant factors, the discordant class, and to strengthen the concordant class, basically weaken the non-virtues, right? And to strengthen and to increase the virtues.
Otoshine ta tene mata kasora ta yanda pon korangi ta ngo karere sena ngo shando na tere ta pangsha ba nyembo la ta pangsha la torche ta nyembo lyamar chewa la ani chi pe pogi to chundu watin desta ta kapte ta ta labshu ge kyamba sene kapso ngo she de tere ta pogi ta labshu kasai kyu la shige yensa ta labshu ge kyamba watin des ko hasum ge yara kapso ba.
So the basically this correct abandoning, the purpose of which is to discard, to discard the objects of abandonment, and also the purpose is to adopt, to cultivate the adopt, the antidotes. And because this correct abandoning is discussed here in the context of this text. So in this context, this correct abandoning is an exalted knower. We are talking about this kind of joyous perseverance, that exists in the continuum of someone who has already entered a path.
Oh, tuxine, that tuxine, that to da yitere da yanda pong asedi kasori pagita.
So then it is about it for the four correct abandonings. What is its boundary? It exists on the path of accumulation up to Buddha ground. If the boundary of the four correct abandonings is does exist, if it extends all the way up to the Buddha ground, then the question is, in the Buddha's superior continuum, are all the four correct abandonings, does it exist now? Or the all four exist now? Talking about Buddha,
What do you think? All four Buddha have or no? You understand the poor?
With regards to non-virtue, there is the non-generation of the non-virtues that has which has not been generated. Non-generation of the non-virtues that has not been generated. Right? Then you have the abandonment of the non-virtues that has been generated, right? Does these two correct abandonings exist in the Buddha superior's continuum or not? No. Then the other two also you say no, right? Then with regards to virtue, There is the generation of the virtues that has not been generated. Yeah? Then there is the increase of the virtues that has been generated. Yeah? Then you also say no, is it?
From
the etymological point of view, it is called a correct abandoning because it is so, because it has been abandoned correctly. These four has been abandoned. There's an explanation that links these four correct abandonings to the four powers that are cultivated in the practice of confession. Abandonment of non-virtues that has been generated is related to the power of support and the power of eradication. The power of eradication, which is essentially the mind of regret, right? Then the non-generation of the non-virtues which has not been generated is connected, related to the power of restraint. And the generation of virtues that has not been generated, together with the increase of the virtues that has been generated, is connected, related to the power of applying the antidote. So I have a personal qualm. So the abandonment of non-virtues that has been generated is said to be related to the power of the support and the power of the eradication, mind of regret. Yeah. So how does the mind of regret here, or the power of eradication, how does that abandon the non-virtues that has been generated? How does it remove? Well, abandonment means it gets rid of the non-virtues that has been generated. Yeah. So how does the power of eradication is it connected to this abandonment of the non-virtues that has been generated? Yeah, so this is my Kwan. So I don't know.
Kyang Rujin. Any answer for that?
That's about it. For the four correct abandonings, I mean, that's, I don't think there's anything more to say. Some people they practice walking meditation, right? There is a meditation related to walking, in connection with meditation on emptiness, that is taught in Nagarjuna's fundamental treatise on wisdom. Yeah. So, because when we walk, we have to take a step. We have to take many steps, isn't it? As you move, yeah. So, one can, for example, ask yourself and you reflect. Where am I walking to? So when we walk, we are walking, you are walking, isn't it? You're walking to somewhere, isn't it? Right? You obviously you cannot be walking to somewhere that you have come from one place, a particular position, and you're walking to another position. So as you're walking to another position, you cannot be walking, obviously, to the position that you were walking, that you started from, right? So that's the past, isn't it? But where exactly are you going to? Because the place that you're going to, you are not there yet. So you're also not there, right? Right. The path of the past is gone. The path that which you will be on in the future, because you're going there, isn't it? Has yet to exist, isn't it? So you analyze what you are left with is actually you have to settle for the present. Yeah? You can't say future, you can't say past. You have no choice but to say the action of walking is in the present, right? Going to somewhere, right?
Are you getting? 다 조심하세요. 다 공부 보시마. 다 틀어만도 샤요 말아. 도세요. 다 공부 독신다. 공부 니 죽이다. 공부 자세 뒤바로 맞 죽이 뒤바로 맞다 샤미도 와서 뭐 심적부터 하나.
So if you have to, if you have to really pinpoint in, you know, what exactly is this going to, you know, the action of going, right? So it's basically you have 1 foot on the ground and 1 foot in the air. Yeah?
Right. Isn't it?
You can't be walking when you have 2 feet on the ground. And obviously you have not arrived where you have not arrived where you are walking to. Even you could be even just nearby, but it doesn't matter, you haven't arrived, right? So if you really have to pinpoint, it's probably that state of motion and whereby one leg is on the ground and one leg is like not touching the ground, right? You know, in that, if you really have to point to, right, to the act of walking, going.
Oh, that dear, but that dear, but that took sin, but that took sin, sebina, but the tipada deata, come by a chap to sineta, come by chap to sinere, under that, come by chap to sinet dosetere, come by chap to sinet dosetero, bena, come by a child. Pagi macam mana? Jangan bawa la dosa roa. Di para pasai di sini tu kiri roa. Tak kampai cak benda kau mahu saya minta. Masih terus tu, kampai cak tu ribes. Tak dosa di tiap tu saya minta.
So if you analyze, right? If you really have to pinpoint and say, you know, what is it? What's the where is the action of going? Is that state of motion whereby one of the legs is on the ground and the other is you have lifted your leg, isn't it? So where does the act of going starts? From the moment the leg is lifted, or does it refer to the whole process? And before you put the leg down, where? Somewhere there, lah. Right.
That, you know, that tipara tila that is very hard, wa. That dia mangong wa tatau sumat zai hard, wa.
Yeah.
Tipara zai kang pecah ne pagi saya pada dia mangong tatau sumat zai hard, tinang wa.
And so even with so if you think that the act of going can be pinpointed to that state of motion whereby one leg is on the ground and the other leg is up in the air, right? So you say that that's the case, right? So then if you look at that state, you know, that state whereby your one leg is on the ground, the other one is in the air, right? But that whole state, that whole period of time itself, from the time you lift up the leg to the time before you put the leg down, that whole period of time itself also can be divided into past, present, and future, isn't
it? So
the point is that you really think about it and analyze it. There's really nothing that, you know, you can really point out, you know, and say decisively that, oh, this is the going. You can't. You really can. You cannot point to anything at the end of the day that you can say decisively, this is going, and it's only this and not that. So what is going? Coming, going. It is just established in name, you know, posited in dependence on something else, you know, in relation, you know, it's always in relation to something else that you can say, oh, this is this and not that.
Oh, tanga zu zhuo se dan de se de tu dan yi tanga zu da chu tu zu zhuo du xi yue de wa zhuo de se tu ji chu tu zhuo zhi zhuo se tu chu tu yue du xi nang ge yue de dang dun zhe na wo tu xi ne ta ba ge.
Yeah, so whether it is like sitting down, walking, going, coming, you know, if you really have to look for that going, where is that going? What is the coming? What is the sitting? There's really nothing that we can point to, you know, you know, that we can decisively say, oh, this is it. And so the basically, things, all these are just, they exist, they function, but they exist in just mere name. So we think of ourselves naturally as being something very solid, you know? That if we, you know, we feel very, you know, that like if I have to point to something that is me, I can point to something that is me. So that's what we think, that's what how we appear to ourselves, eh? And what we think of ourselves, eh? But if we analyze, you know, then we will not be able to find the real goer. If you look for the goer, you know, cannot find the goer. The person, the stayer, the person who is sitting down, you can't find. If you look for it, yeah, I guess there are so many things you can think about while walking, isn't it? Right? You know, the so-called what walking meditation. I mean, there's so many things that one probably can focus on. But if we can, but with regards to this emptiness, yeah, selflessness, if we can, place our awareness on or meditation on the act of going, what is this act of going? And who is this goer? It might help. It helps the understanding of selflessness. Since we are beginners, yeah, so it might be easier if we focus on our breath, yeah, inhalation, exhalation of breath, or we can, just focus on our daily activities of walking, for example, you know, right? Might be easier for beginners, yeah.
Okay, my talk is done. Your question, then you ask. Huh? I'm not going to talk anymore.
Pushing, I still don't, understand why permanent phenomena is not suffering, because I was thinking of, like, let's say I have an object of attachment, and then after that, there's a mental image of that object of attachment in my mind. So is that mental image a cause of suffering? Because sometimes you are like attached to a toy. Then every time you close your eyes, you have a mental image of that toy. And that mental image seems to me, I don't know, at the functional level, seems to create kind of like attachment towards the object, right? So why is it not through suffering? I don't know, I'm just asking an experiential question.
Anybody? Yeah. Come. Say something. Huh? rather than me answering, you know, maybe somebody come, what she said. Yeah, come. Yeah. Who? Yeah, two walks in there, I don't know. Huh?
Would you just say a permanent phenomenon is not caused by causes and conditions, right? True suffering is caused by ignorance and karma, right?
So her question is, I said that, then after she asked, her mental image can create problem for her. So true suffering, she's saying that. Her question is that, how are you going to answer with that?
So you were saying that the mental image is caused, in other words?
Caused suffering?
Yeah.
For her?
So it would mean actually mental image is caused by something, right? That's what you mean also, right?
No, it is by her experience, permanent also give us suffering.
Okay.
For example, mental image. So how are you going to answer?
The mind's fault.
Everybody think, come and say something. more active. Yeah.
It's the mind.
Wow.
It comes from our mind. Because her mind is suffering, but it's not my mind who's suffering.
And the heart problem, not your problem.
Yeah.
Good. Anybody? Yeah? Since that's our problem, not my problem. Then? Yeah, come. Yeah, Cecilia, come. Benny, come. Venerable Sutim, come. Doris, come. Say something. Yeah. Yeah, come. Don't sit down. Sukim, come. All the senior ones, you talk. Huh?
Just maybe I ask the question, does it abide and does it disintegrate? So therefore it arises, it abides as well as it disintegrates, right?
So what are you answering for our question?
So I'm proposing mental image is impermanent.
Huh?
I'm proposing mental image to be impermanent.
Okay, Benny thinks mental image is impermanent. Okay.
According to the Prasangikas, is that mental image is a permanent phenomena. So actually, the mental image doesn't create problems for us. It's how we apprehend that mental image. Because we apprehend that whatever mental image we have with ignorance or attachment or any of our afflictions, and it is actually our afflictions that causes suffering for us. Okay, that's my answer. But I have another question which arises from... Actually, this question has been on my mind for a few years. Still cannot find the answer. And that is like...
Why you wait until now, not asking?
Yeah, it's sort of like... I'm in a talking mood today, so... in a way... Yeah, but I agree. I don't ask that many questions during basic program. Like going back to like Benny's answers is that mine is an impermanent phenomena. My question is that... How does the dynamics work? How does an impermanent phenomenon such as mine able to hold on to an object in which it apprehends And that object apprehended by the mind is mental image, a permanent phenomenon. So you have one hand, you have the mind, an impermanent phenomenon that disintegrates moment to moment. And on the other hand, you have the mental image, which does not disintegrate moment to moment. So how does these two come together? In a way, is that we have to posit that the mind is able to apprehend permanent phenomena as well as impermanent phenomena. Otherwise, you cannot account for how does the wisdom, you know, directly realizes that object emptiness, which is a permanent phenomenon. So what I'm interested to know is that how does these two come together? A mind, which is an impermanent phenomenon, is able to apprehend its object, you know, which is a permanent phenomenon. How does these two come together and able to hold that image? Yeah. Because if we say that the mental image disintegrate moment to moment, it seems like the mind cannot hold on to something. Yeah. So that's my question.
Yeah, come. Say something. Yeah, Cecilia. Yeah. Venerable Tsuchin. Yeah, Kongxian. Yeah. Come. Say something. Suikin. Yeah, come. Yes, yeah, Cecilia.
I thought you asked him. No, actually, I think maybe, Richard, you were thinking in terms of that phenomena causing suffering. It's not talking about that. It's talking about the phenomena itself. What it is. You know? It's not talking about the phenomena causing. Then if you have to say that, then Buddha also can cause you suffering, right? You see Buddha or whatever, I mean, you have a mental image of Buddha and that causes you suffering, and that's your interpretation. But it's not talking about that. It's talking about the phenomena itself, whether is it true suffering.
Yeah, again, you have to understand. When you say phenomena, it doesn't have to be something solid, yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
So mental image is phenomena.
Yes, correct. So when she was talking about is that phenomena causing suffering. But yeah.
So she thinks the mental image is the cause of suffering.
Correct.
It's
okay.
The true suffering. So now that you have to answer for that yes or no?
It's okay.
That's the idea.
You're talking about the object condition. Observe object condition. Observe object condition is a cause. Then there's no permanent phenomena, isn't it?
How can a mental,
because all the permanent phenomena will be a cause of something already.
Mental image cannot be observed cause it condition, cannot it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Or so if it's not, then it's not a cause, right?
We get pissed off. No, not. Some people get pissed off by their teachers, yeah, gurus. Yeah. Some people get pissed off. For some people, the Buddha pisses them off.
Yeah, exactly.
So for these people. So let's say in the context whereby we assume, let's say that you have a teacher, and that teacher in reality is Buddha. In reality, let's say. And then a student gets angry with that teacher who is in reality a Buddha, right? So for that student, is that guru true suffering or not?
For that student.
Actually, for you.
Dunga Jungje, Dunga Jungje, Dunga Dembarabata.
because you also seem to accept that if it is a cause of suffering, right, as origin and source of suffering, it is true suffering, right? Right. You know, we talk about true suffering, right? Not just the person, but also
the other.
You know, the discussion, right? So, so is it true suffering or not in this case? Yeah, because going by her logic, right? Because you remember somebody. If you remember somebody, and that remembrance is via a mental image, right? A meaning generality in the mind, right? Or that image of the person. And because of that, then you get upset, right? Or that is the cause, right? So then going by, then if you extend that, argument to, let's say, a person who is reality Buddha, and then we get upset with that person. So for us, is that person true suffering or not? Buddha true suffering, is Buddha true suffering, basically,
That reminds me of the other...
Yes or no?
That person who has ignorance, technically, I think that one will be a true suffering. Because I think, remember, there was one class to say, where did, let's say, for example, apple. Whether apple is true suffering.
We talk Buddha. The apple is easy.
But if a person already realized emptiness, then that one will not be a true suffering. So, possible, you know? The Buddha may be a true suffering.
So yes or no?
But the person won't see the person as a Buddha. No.
It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes. Like the Buddha manifests as a bridge, right? I see the bridge as true suffering.
So Buddha can cause suffering?
For the mind.
Is there a common locus of Buddha and true suffering?
No.
You just asserted yes. you have to say yes, right?
Unfortunately, yeah. Expect what? You want to answer? You want the question? Of course, lah. Sit down. Cannot, lah. Buddha cannot cause true suffering, right? If not, you take refuge, you got problem. You'll be taking refuge in true suffering, lah. Then, may I serve? What's the point? Of course, cannot, lah. Only thing is how you can answer her, right?
So what the conclusion? Now? So Buddha, you
conclusion
say for the
conclusion is my own fault, nothing to do with whatever I see out there.
Nothing to do with the mental image.
Not mental image fault.
Then your fault.
My affliction's fault.
So. This is not kira kita supun dia tu ada marawat. Today, na. So it follows that for you, your body is not true suffering.
My contaminated body, aggregates.
My problem, but not your body problem.
My body is a product of karma afflictions. My body has anything to do with mental image?
I'm just giving some. Jiran kambasana. Your house?
So, in other words, it's the fault of my
house.
Cause.
Your house suffering or not?
Yeah, my house true suffering.
Your altar room?
Next thing you will say Buddha statue, right? Next thing you will start to say Buddha statue and Buddha images and all that.
Yeah. Your house. Your sadhana.
I think a lot of times, almost every day, we think that it is true.
For us, the Dharma book is true suffering, right?
No more. Actually, I was about to ask another question. I've got this problem with true suffering. Yes. It's about... Can I ask? Is this thing about true suffering? Contaminated aggregates are necessarily true suffering, right? When we talk about contaminated aggregate, it means that five aggregates, right? Five or four, whichever, however many the person has, right? Okay. So, if the person has realized emptiness directly, path of seeing, technically the person don't have true suffering in terms of, don't have true suffering, right? That's why...
Mahayana path of seeing.
Huh?
Mahayana path of seeing.
Mahayana path of seeing, the person will not have true suffering. Because then they take on mental body, that kind of thing, which is not true suffering. But that is talking about the body. But the person actually have not abandoned ignorance. Even though the person don't have the ignorance of the 12th link, that one fair. But the person actually have not abandoned ignorance, which actually is a mental factor, is a compositional factor. So the person actually still have at least a contaminated aggregate of the compositional factors, right? So why would we say that this person actually totally don't have true suffering? Why would we actually say that this person actually totally don't have true suffering when this person have not abandoned ignorance per se, which is actually a mental factor, a compositional factor?
Got attachment as well.
Attachment, etc. So that has always been the qualm that I couldn't quite figure out why. And then the person go to Pure Land, also have an abandoned ignorance. Then
got seeds of contaminated karma.
We have to say that if it is a true origin, it is necessarily true suffering. Right, the pervasion works that way, but not the other way around. If it is a true suffering, it's not necessary true origins. So when we say true suffering, we have to understand it either in the sense of true suffering or true origins. So in case of a bodhisattva who has realized emptiness directly, does he has ignorance in this continuum? Let's say the bodhisattva power seeing, he has, right? But is it the ignorance that belongs to true origins? Then we have to say no, yeah. Because we say that if this bodhisattva superior possesses the ignorance that belongs to the true origins, then he will possess the ignorance that is able to project, that is able to accumulate the karma that projects a rebirth in a cyclic existence. Yeah. So, but he doesn't have that ignorance, right? He doesn't have the ignorance that is of the true origins, right?
That is not to say.
But the question needs to be asked is that the ignorance that is in the continuum of this bodhisattva superior arises from afflictions or not?
That's a question.
What is the ignorance in the continuum of a Bodhisattva superior? What exactly it is? What is it? The ignorance in the continuum of a Bodhisattva superior arises from ignorance, isn't it?
Or from bushes.
So the ignorance in the continuum of Bodhisattva superior arises from virtue or non-virtue? Virtue or non-virtue? Huh? Oh, it's a neutral. Unspecified. Huh? Win already, not even.
Is it arise from realizing emptiness? No? And where? Huh?
Arises from seed or not?
Seed of affliction, seed of ignorance. Huh? Or
the seed was planted by what?
Ignorance.
So it arises from ignorance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Huh?
So it's arisen from karma and afflictions, isn't it? True origins.
Mm.
So it follows that it is true suffering, isn't it?
Mm.
It follows that Bodhisattva superior is true suffering.
That's why. Mm. That's why I couldn't understand why we say that a Bodhisattva superior abandoned true suffering.
They abandon, right?
Yeah, I mean they have been saying that's why that particular contaminated phenomena, I just cannot understand why we would say that. They abandoned true suffering.
Okay, we stop here. Never end.
Okay, we'll finish off with the visual prayer.